This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's get to our vision of the world, shall we, as the DJV program continues with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Yes, our vision, our aim, our purpose is to bring you up to date on what you need to know and yak about it a little bit. So, Jennifer, what do we need to know?
Well, we need to know that the hunt is on for leakers in the White House. That is going on in Washington, D.C., while the confirmation hearings of Judge Brett Kavanaugh are also going on, despite interruptions by protesters. I thought it was kind of interesting. People are asking, well, what happens to these people that are pulled out of the hearing of Judge Brett Kavanaugh? And the answer is that they are taken by Capitol Police about 10 miles away. They're processed, and if they pay a $50 fine, they're let go. So one of the ongoing stories is that some of these protesters, who sound an awful lot the same, right, these female kind of screaming voices, they might sound the same because they are. These people are getting arrested, they're paying their $50, and apparently going right back into the hearing room so that they can get arrested all over again, all to make a point. So kind of interesting stuff going on in Washington, D.C. There's also a new survey out by Bloomberg today, and I think this underscores what we already know, that people just aren't exercising enough. And the World Health Organization has released this new survey of 168 nations. Uganda came in first as the most energetic nation on the globe, and Kuwait came in last. Huh. Really? The U.S., you want to know how we ranked? Well, yes. We're not so energetic. We were ranked 143rd on the list of most active countries. The U.K. was at 123, and Singapore dropped in at 126, while Australia came in at 97. That's not so bad.
I wonder what role devices play in all of this. Having handheld devices, what does that do or not do for the activity quotient? It would seem to me there's a direct relationship, yes, no, maybe?
Maybe. You would think that. But when you look at the nations that are at the top and the bottom of this list, Uganda and Kuwait, I can't imagine that there's a huge number. Maybe I'm a dope. Uganda is the most energetic. Kuwait's the laziest country. I can't imagine that devices play a role in either of those places,
Uganda.
Right? What?
Uganda.
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 Right.
I think he just enjoys saying Uganda.
Uganda! So. Uganda.
Yeah.
You dirty rat.
Oh, that was a really interesting story you just did, Jen.
It was, Jennifer. It's fabulous.
Thank you for telling us.
Thank you.
By the way, do you want to know what enough exercise is? Do you want to know what the World Health Organization does to say that these people are failing miserably or doing well? It's at least 75 minutes of vigorous activity or 150 minutes of moderately intense activity per week.
Really? And how many of us get that?
To a day. I can't
150, about 20 minutes a day. So what
is
that?
Not bad. 20 minutes a day is not a lot.
Yeah, no. Moderate exercise. That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. So what do we do for our exercise? Jennifer, what do you do for exercise? Victoria?
I remember I used to go to a gym on the way home from work, but the last few weeks made me forgot where the gym is.
Yeah,
well, been dealing with too much stuff in my personal life, so my exercise right now is worrying.
My exercise
is driving in and out of Bed Bath and Beyond.
Really?
Pretty much, right. Yeah.
Kara, you have to carry the ship here.
I have a gym membership, so I go 3 to 5 times a week. I don't know. I take one of those HIIT classes, the high intensity ones, and it's like 45 minutes.
What does that consist of?
It's like a combination of strength exercises, so lifting weights, and then also doing like cardio type stuff. So it's a good mix of everything. It's kind of fun.
Good, good, good. Yeah. Did you see the story speaking of exercises?
I'm flexing my muscles over here. Can you see them?
Nothing better than good, strong women. There were players in... I'm looking at a story about, once again, parents and their children and football games, baseball games, soccer games, and brawls, parents being yelled at by children, parents of other children yelling at children of other parents, and the kinds of things that are just ridiculous at these games. These the parents, I'm just looking at something online, a video of parents getting involved. And
parents ruin sports for kids.
They really do. Get the hell out. You know, we're back to the football season and the sports activity season at high schools, and these parents, and they're running around. One kid says, when there's a fight breaking out between his parents and a couple of other parents, "Mom, Dad, I don't want you to go to jail. My prom is tomorrow night." And then there's two guys punching each other on the field as then other parents join in on the rumble, child yelling, "Stop! No, stop!" This was a basketball game brawl in Philadelphia where a group of adults rushed to the court and pummeled a ref because they didn't like the call that he made. Huh? There's a Facebook page entitled Offside. You might want to check it out. Offside. It deals with all of the growing interference from parents, videos of parents behaving badly at sports events. And as a matter of fact, the guy who runs the Facebook page will pay $100 if you send a video that shows parents at a game, a high school game of any, whatever, it could be baseball, football, anything. He'll pay $100 for a video. And then he puts it on this Offside Facebook page. It has 31,000 followers. What is there about stuff like this? Your ego. Check your ego at the door, folks. It's only a game. What kind of a message are you sending to your youngsters? And the reason I bring it up now is because the football, you know, all of the stuff, the fall sports and parents going to the games and yelling at, they're yelling at parents, the ref, the other kids. Ay, ay, ay. I'm looking at some of this video. You see, have you gone to that page? I'm looking at some of the video now.
That sounds like a good motivator to continue being violent and acting ridiculously at games. If someone's going to pay you $100 just to have a video of you doing something stupid, why not?
Here's a fist fight between two women. I'm looking at it now. Let the kids play, for God's sake.
That's the good thing about growing up swimming is you're in the water, so even if anyone's acting like an idiot on the sidelines, it doesn't matter. You're not going to see them, and you can barely hear them.
This guy's got 5,000 videos on that Facebook page.
Sure he does. I don't doubt that, because there are a lot of, you know, jackhole parents out there.
Thank you, Victoria. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Victoria Keelan. At 14 past the hour, this is the DJV Show.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids' tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. The deal with this deal is that you get both a breast and a whole wing when you choose my new 100% white meat KFC $5 fill-up deal. You also get dealt mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink with this here deal. I can't keep dealing this deal forever, though, so you have to go to KFC soon to get the two-piece all white meat $5 fill-up, because it's only available for a limited time. Deal? Deal. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Tax extra. Prices may vary. Size may vary by location. Extra charge for breast piece and size substitution may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? This is the DJV program. I'm the D. There's J and V on either side of the room. Will you please take a moment and be happy about this item? The fact that the FBI is at work, something I am so pleased about. When they get to work and they find Dorothy's slippers.
Huh? I saw that. Yeah.
Dorothy, the FBI.
I didn't know they were missing.
Looking for these sequin slippers from the Wizard of Oz. They were stolen 13 years ago from a Minnesota.
Off the feet of the Wicked Witch of the West. Don't forget that.
Right.
The investigation.
Or the Wicked Witch of the East, I think it was.
Yeah. Wicked Witch. So they lost them 13 years ago, and the FBI has been hot in pursuit. One of the four known pairs that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz when she played Dorothy, recovered in an undercover sting operation in Minneapolis. Wow. The shoes disappeared between August 27th and 28th, 2005, from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids. A burglar broke in through the museum's back door. Thief smashed a glass case, took the shoes off a wooden podium. They were insured for $1 million. The alarm did not sound to the dispatch station, and there were no fingerprints left behind. Investigators had no evidence, aside from a single sequin that had fallen off one of the slippers. Wow.
Did you see them? They look like they're falling apart. So I think somebody, yeah, whoever had them, maybe was wearing them. In fact, Victoria, you were hanging out with drag queens this weekend. I might be investigating.
There were a few Dorothys, so yeah.
The shoes are valued at $2 to $3 million. But one of the auction houses said somebody would probably pay $5 million for these shoes that Judy Garland wore in Wizard of Oz. But isn't it good to know the FBI was on the job? I'm glad to have them. I think this is an important thing.
I feel better about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they were missing the terror suspects from a few years ago. They were hot on the trail of the ruby red slippers. Right.
Why would the FBI be on this at all? Honestly.
Well, because it's still a stolen piece of Americana.
I think, if I'm just guessing, though, I think it's the value. It's the dollar amount that it's valued at, and that's when the FBI gets involved.
But they're owned by a private party, so let the private party find some flatfoot someplace that wants to.
Yeah, but these are museum pieces. It'd be like someone stealing a big piece of art. Really? I know it doesn't feel the same, but it is.
How about a big piece of Fred? It's 21 after the hour in the DJV program.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Past the hour here on the DJB program. St. Louis has had some hard times recently, ranking at the top of lists for embarrassing things like STDs and murders. Now has another entry in the loss column, Lou Fest, locally produced, beloved music festival, canceled. Cancellation comes on the heels of a lot of negative attention over the holiday weekend regarding unpaid bills, fed-up contractors, unbuilt stages. The event was scheduled to kick off this Saturday and continue on Sunday. The organizer of the festival, Listen Live Entertainment, released a statement announcing the decision, citing several financial hurdles exacerbated by the loss of a couple of top sponsors and lingering debt from previous events. A local producer also said that it faced scheduling and contract issues with major artists who are going to be on the bill. Didn't elaborate. The festival, usually held in the city's Forest Park, was to feature a mix of all kinds of legends of music. Robert Plant, Michael McDonald, Casey Musgrave, Brothers Osborne, a Modest Mouse, Moon Taxi, and T-Pain the Rapper. It's also
That's
going to be a
big lineup to have, you know, to have all that canceled.
Yeah. There is also going to be a dedicated jazz stage food and craft beer. A lot of local bands that wanted to be on the stage, and a lot of apparently craft beer, local craft beer. So they don't know what the future is, but it's over for this year anyway. Lou Fest canceled. So if you had tickets to St. Louis this weekend,
yeah,
you better find
that sucks.
Something else to
do.
That's
for the artists who don't get to perform, but like, wouldn't you be super annoyed if you really wanted to see Michael McDonald? Like, I know you would want to, Doug.
Who would
and then
really
suddenly
want to see Michael McDonald? Yeah, right. All right. For those of you who are Ed Sheeran fans, I'm not sure we have any in the house. Do we have any Victoria Ed Sheeran fans in the house here?
I don't think so.
Somebody around here.
I wonder who it could be.
It's
not me.
All right, so let's see here. Ed's going to open Music for Mental Health, big event in London. He's going to open their debut fundraiser, charity show called Music for Mental Health, set for November 18th at the Roundhouse in London. Tickets on sale on Friday. I'm so excited to be taking part in this first ever Music for Mental Health event. Sharon said, what else is he going to say? All these, you love these quotes
big,
from these people.
This, big
this
on,
sucks. I don't want to do it.
Big on mental health
what
stuff.
What do you think he's going to say? That's why I always love looking in the trades and somebody
gets a new
job.
All right, Karen, I'm trying to defend your guy here. He's genuine.
I don't dispute that. I wasn't talking about Sharon so much as I was, in general, when you see these quotes from people who get gigs or they get new jobs or something. I'm so excited. I couldn't imagine working for anybody else. This is the best company in the world.
This is why I've given up on trying to defend people against Doug. There's no hope.
Why? I know Sharon's good. I don't have a problem with him. He's kind of cute, actually.
I'm glad you think so. I didn't realize he was your type. But
very happy together, but he's not really my type. Music for Mental Health is an initiative in partnership with the leading youth and mental health charity organizations in England and Ireland, Calm, The Mix, and the YMCA. So the campaign supporting mental health education for young people, encouraging them to start conversations and share experiences. That would be something. We don't have anything like this in America? We ought to have something like this in America.
We should.
Yeah. Why we don't? All right. So there it is. A round of applause for Kara and her man, Ed, the sweet boy, Sharon. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody take a bow. It's 28 and change past the hour here on today's DJV program.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The people of Montana love our country so much. They honor our values, and you always respect our great American flag. You see what's happened.
President Trump holds a MAGA, Make America Great Again rally in Billings, Montana, campaigning for the Republican candidate there. The president talking about the economy, saying unemployment at an all-time low.
We have the best market is at record highs. Unemployment is at historic lows. And more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
During his remarks, the president also mentioning Brett Kavanaugh, his Supreme Court nominee.
And he's doing really well. But do you believe the anger and the meanness on the other side?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. And I'm a number one best-selling author of conservative books. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was the opening speaker at many Trump for President events. I addressed over 40,000 patriots at the biggest Tea Party in the history of America. Sarah Palin and I addressed over 20,000 at the biggest Tea Party rally in the history of Nevada. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events all over this great country. And I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me now to arrange for a Wayne Alaruth keynote speech or master of ceremonies at your GOP event, fundraiser, banquet, campaign rally, or college GOP event with me as your keynote speaker. It'll be the biggest hit ever. Just call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are again, yet again, and again, and again, and again. It's the DJV program. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. You can follow the individual members of our cast at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria. Same address on Instagram as well, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and at whoever you are. All right, so Victoria, what do you have that's cooking here that we... Well, I'm always, when you get ready to talk, I'm on the edge of my seat.
I'm sure you are.
Yes.
Well, so this week, Jeffrey Owens, the actor who used to be on The Cosby Show, he's been pretty much all over social media. And the reason was because a woman snapped a picture of him working at his day job, which is what was at Trader Joe's in New Jersey. And the picture went viral. He had to quit his job at Trader Joe's because it caused so much distraction. And so now the woman who took the picture has been interviewed, and she feels a lot of remorse, apparently. She was interviewed by NewJersey.com, NJ.com, and she also lives in New Jersey. Her name is Karma Lawrence. Now, think about that. Karma is actually her name.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about K? Bringing out a lot of
karma
bad
with a
karma.
K?
Karma with a K.
Good.
She has put out a lot of bad karma. She said, I don't know why I snuck a picture. I figured everybody does it. I don't know what possessed me. I just did it. I didn't even think about it. It was a bad impulse. And she said, I actually wanted to go up to him and say something, but I thought I might embarrass him. But then I did something that actually embarrassed him more. And she said that she wasn't paid for the photos. She had no idea that the photos of him working at Trader Joe's would spark such a furor over job shaming. She said it wasn't malicious. She was not trying to job shame. She said, I don't think people have normal jobs, and I have a normal job. She said, when I saw him working at Trader Joe's, I thought maybe he was there because everything with Bill Cosby and the trials and all that, and she said, I figured his residuals got cut, which actually could be the case.
Yeah.
We're not really sure about that. But she said that she has so much remorse now, and she said she wished she could take it back, and she said, I would tell him I am extremely, extremely apologetic about what has happened, and if I could take it back, I would. So she said she was thinking about reaching out to Jeffrey Owens, but she wasn't really sure how she should go about it.
You know, I think that actually happens to a lot of people because no one really expects their tweet to go viral
right.
or wherever she posted it. And so I think a lot of people post something like that just for their friends. And then suddenly everyone else sees it and it's like hundreds of thousands of people talking about it.
Right.
And you don't expect that to happen at all.
Yeah. You know,
all right.
I think this is actually good, though, for the guy. No one was talking about him. And now people
yeah,
are.
Maybe get some parts out of it.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. he'll get some
get
acting
some work.
Jobs from it.
Yeah. Okay, so I would like to, my quizzical, my inclination is to ask questions and listen to answers. So I am concerned, I guess a little, maybe concerned isn't even the right word for it, wondering what there is in 2018 that still makes people act like it was the year 1200 or something when it comes to homosexuality. India, you may have heard, finally, I'm using Victoria's favorite word, strikes down a ban on being gay. The top court struck down a colonial era law from the British Empire days.
Which part of that was my favorite word?
Finally.
Oh, okay.
That makes homosexual acts punishable by 10 years in the slammer. Imagine that. If you
Crazy.
Were gay in India, you went to jail for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, there's another sort of twist on that. One of the people who was well-known, an actress named Michelle LeClaire, was a Scientologist. She says her world was turned upside down when the church pushed her out because she was out as being gay. She has a memoir called Perfectly Clear published this week. She's the mother of four. Former poster, she was the poster girl, poster child or girl for Scientology. She says she and her family were stalked and harassed by the church after she announced that she was defecting. And so the church, as a matter of fact, called her delusional and paranoid because
That's what they call everybody who doesn't, yeah. doesn't want to be in there anymore.
Gay. Why do you go there? What is there about any religion, not just Scientology, that makes you feel that you go there? And I think, and I can answer my own question, not that I really want to, there are many good things that come out of many religions, and I'm sure there are many people who have benefited greatly by being a Scientologist. But there's, at what price? I guess there's a price to pay for it in these terms. And is it the court of public opinion? I'm sure, you know, we know a half a dozen people who are Scientologists who are famous. But there must be millions. If you've ever driven by where you go down Sunset and you see this huge facility, I mean, this is not for the light of heart. This is, Jennifer, you agree with me? A huge facility, the headquarters of Scientology. And then you go up the street on the left-hand side and they have a huge compound where they run their audiovisual and film department.
That's because to move up in Scientology, you have to have money to do that.
Yeah.
It's
a couple $100,000 it costs you.
Right.
Yeah. To go through all the courses and everything, I think it's over $200,000.
And I will say Scientology seems to help people who have addictions. It gets them off of drugs because you have to go through like the sweat out period and all the, you know, all these different things. So it seems to help them. It's some of the horror stories that you hear and how the further up you go, the more cult-like it is. It just, I don't know.
It's not appealing to many people, but it is something. Look, we all hear negatives about it, but I'm sure it does good things for some people. Meanwhile, back at the discussion about what happens to you if you go into Scientology, you got to dry out. This is Sober September. Did you know that?
I thought it was Sober October.
Sober September.
That's if September doesn't work out for you.
Right, yeah. If you take a month off from drinking, what does that do? Okay, so it could be September, could be October, could be November, December, whatever month. What does it do for your body to stop the schnapps and then start over again? Not with booze, but just, taking a hiatus from drinking. Rosé or hard stuff, whatever it is. Some people, I had, the kids were laughing at me. On Sunday, we went to this little place on Pico I think it's called the Hood. I don't remember what it's called, but it's a cute little restaurant. And I'm looking at the drinks. Of course, the kids laugh at me, especially Megan. I'm sitting beside Megan. I'm looking at the things. What do you suppose this pear drink is? And she looks at me and raises her eyebrow. And she says, Dad, that's alcoholic. And I said, well, I like pear normally. I like pear, the taste of pear, the drinking pear juice, that kind of stuff. You won't like this. Well, of course, I decided I was going to try it. And I did. And Brendan said it was 5% alcohol. And I had a buzz on. They were worried about me.
It was 5% is like the equivalent of one beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
barely.
Yeah. Barely. So we laugh about my drinking because I can't and I don't. But anyway, as September starts the school year, a lot of people going back to their regular routine. How much drinking is done in the summer, because it is summer, than at the rest of the time of year? Or is it just that becomes an object that you drink it?
Maybe
Christmas
more of an excuse. I think people drink a lot during the holidays because there's a lot of parties. But mm-hmm. in the summer, you're doing more at the pool and barbecues and stuff like that. But I think if you drink, you drink. And if you don't, you don't. I don't know if the month is going to make a huge difference. I think for a lot of social drinkers, like I think all of the ladies and I, we're social drinkers. I don't think any of us are knocking back tons of drinks by ourselves.
30% of people 18 or older report they are engaged, Jennifer, in binge drinking over the last 30
days. The number's higher than that.
You do.
Well, I was just like college kids, though.
I think it's college kids and alcoholics.
Yeah, because like you have to go to work, so how can you be binging?
Right. But binging on the weekends, I think a lot of people that I know that save up that maybe don't drink during the week, and then on the weekends, that's when they drink. That would be considered binge drinking.
I don't understand how people do that, because I've never binge drank. But binge drink? I don't know what the term is. Yeah, but anyway, I feel like I would be out the entire weekend. If I did that on a Friday night or a Saturday, it's like, how do you recover in time for the week? It just sounds like a miserable way of spending your weekend.
You know what made me think about this, Kara? One of the things that Jack Stockwell and I talked about this week was fatty liver disease. And you can get a podcast on that. It doesn't sound very sexy, but it's something more and more people are having trouble with. I never knew about it until one of my cows got fatty liver disease. It comes from having too much sugar in your system, and sugar turns to fat, and fat can cling to the liver. I don't think people realize how much sugar there is in alcohol, and thus they don't equate drinking with gaining weight. But it really is one of the major...
I think all drinks, too. Look how many people go, I lost 20 pounds when I stopped drinking soda. I don't think anybody realizes how much those empty calories can put on you.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, if you decide you want to go dry, you can tell us about it at DJV Show. 44:45 after the hour.
Come to Lowe's to kick off all kinds of outdoor projects to get your yard fall ready. Get natural areas around trees and shrubs looking their best with preen mulch with weed preventer. And get 3 bags for just $10. Ready for fall colors? Refresh your planters and container gardens with colorful 3-quart mums. Now only 3 for $12. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 9/12 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See store for details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. U.S. only.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available, ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Teenagers and sleep, it's a nightmare for many parents. But can getting your kids off to school later translate to improved grades? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Your teenager's brain runs on a different clock. While adults require anywhere from 6.5 hours of sleep a night, a developing adolescent's brain needs 8.5 to 9.5 hours of sleep each night. Teens not only have a longer sleep requirement than we do as adults, but according to Dr. Helene Emsalem, director of the Center for Sleep and Wake Disorders,
with puberty and the evolution of adulthood, they experience a gradual and progressive shift in the actual timing of the sleep period to a later start time and wake-up time.
Studies corroborate that, indeed, allowing teens to sleep later can result in stronger test scores. But more importantly, it can translate into a less grumpier teenager around the house.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, you'll all be happy to know, happy, that representatives from both North and South Korea are meeting this week to get together and have a little kumbaya. Yes, they're all going to get together and have a great time. Actually, the meeting could be a good step, right direction. President Trump canceled, remember, Pompeo's visit. He said the U.S. was not making sufficient progress with them on the denuclearized thing in the in North Korea. So President Moon of South Korea acted as a mediator between our countries. Moon's actions to improve relations could be the only way to put nuclear diplomacy back on the table. Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un has reaffirmed his commitment to a nuclear-free Korea. He has expressed faith in Donald Trump's ability to strike a deal. So what do you think? Yes? No? Maybe? It couldn't be anything but good. I just am... there's a little too much... Is it praise? Too much on Kim Jong-un. He's a fine young guy. What did Trump say about him? He was a tough negotiator or
something like that. Like, I don't think he called him a fine young guy. I don't think he said that. No, I think those are your words, not his.
Really? Okay.
I think he would have been beaten up and spit out if he said that. But
well,
I think it's good that we're talking.
Yeah,
I think it's good that we haven't seen a missile launch in several months. So as long as there's something to talk about and it's not what it was a year ago, then I think we're in better shape.
Agreed. Thank you, Jennifer. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi to our friends on the Delmarva Peninsula, listening to the DJV show. It's Tech Talk time now at 53 after the hour. Victoria Jones takes over with a couple of items. What?
Victoria Jones, where did that come from?
Victoria Jones on the countdown last week. I don't know what the two Victorias, Victoria 1 and Victoria 2, anyway. Victoria Keelan actually is the star of this portion of the program. And we start with a focus on the CEO of Twitter, who's gone to Congress and he's not running for anything. He's maybe running away after this.
Well, Facebook and Twitter have been under a lot of scrutiny with the whole Russia meddling thing and bots and all that stuff. And so Google has refused to testify in front of Congress. They, for whatever reason, will not go. In the past, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has not gone himself. He sent some lawyers or he sent some, you know, lower level people. Facebook has sent Sheryl Sandberg, the COO, and Mark Zuckerberg as well. So now Jack Dorsey actually appeared in front of Congress to take some tough questions. And Congress has, of course, they've invited him numerous times to testify. But they really want to know specifically about how Twitter deals with Russian bots and all of the interference that we're getting and fake accounts and all that stuff. And so Jack Dorsey basically admitted that like every other social media platform, they weren't prepared. They were ill-equipped to deal with it. They didn't do a good job. They didn't get ahead of it fast enough. And he said that going forward, we're going to do our best to make sure we catch everything and inform people when it affects them, but we're not going to catch everything. That's just not, you know, realistic. One of the other things that in the House, conservative representatives wanted answers for allegations that Twitter was intentionally silencing conservative voices on the platform. Now, this is something that we hear a lot of. A lot of accusations, even from the president, that social media is all biased against anyone who's a conservative. And Dorsey said that the political bias does not affect Twitter's algorithm, the way that they sort their political content. One of the interesting things that he did to kind of prove this point, he presented new data where he took all of the representatives, the senators who were in front of him, and looked at all of their accounts. And it turns out, he said that when they analyzed the data, Democrats actually tweet more than Republicans do. And the followers of Democrats also tweet more than followers of Republicans do. And so he said, when you look at the analytics of it, it can look like there's a bias, but really the volume of tweets coming from followers of Democrats and people who are left-leaning, they just tweet more and they're more active on social media than their Republican and conservative counterparts. So is that going to be enough to satisfy people to think that it's not a conspiracy? Probably not. But, you know, I thought the data and the way that he presented it was really interesting. He said, we don't consider political viewpoints, perspectives, or party affiliation in any of our policies or enforcement decisions. Now, this also explains why he didn't ban Alex Jones when other platforms did. He said, we analyzed tweets sent by all members of the House and Senate and found no statistically significant difference between the number of times that a tweet by a Democrat was viewed versus a Republican, even after all of our ranking and filtering of the tweets had been applied. So essentially what he meant was when they really analyzed the data, nothing had been blocked just because you are super left or super right. That's not what they're looking for. They're looking for fake accounts. They're looking for what country you're tweeting from. Obviously, if you're tweeting from Russia these days, it's not good news for you. And they're looking for hate speech and any other type of terrorist activity. Those are the things that their algorithm is really flagging. It has nothing to do with political viewpoints or who you like or who you don't like politically. So,
Alex Jones, meet Marco Rubio.
Will it make a difference to people who believe that there's a bias? I don't know. But that's the data.
All right. Headphone company even has new technology called EarPrint. Let's figure that out.
The Geek Out.
The market is flooded with options for consumers shopping for headphones, and audio quality is one important selling point, and a company called Even wants to go that next step in providing headphones they think give superior performance because of an app paired on a phone that takes a measurement of how the wearer hears and adjusts the audio accordingly. Now, Even calls this EarPrint, and at the end of the day, it's still basically just EQ settings, but the determination process and the automation of it is still, frankly, pretty cool. Even just released their new H3 model, which is cheaper than another brand called Neurophones, which also performs a hearing test to maximize audio quality, but they cost $400. The Even H3s are on sale now for $150.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.